Sunday, March 4th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will feature composer and song stylist Diane Reeves. Tune in to hear a little bit about this amazing force in music. That's Sunday, March 4th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. This is Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones on WBAI New York 99.5 FM. This evening's focus will be Diane Reeves. However, before we go there, I'd like to recognize someone who, among being a former producer on WBAI, was an incredible force in the spoken word writing, mostly writing, mentor, cultural worker community, Luis Reyes Rivera, transitioned on Friday, I think it was Friday night, Friday night. And I want to honor him by playing something he had provided for Billy Bang, who had transitioned in May last year. Stay tuned. Let me get that started right now.
Title of this poem is Diaspora, featuring Billy Bang and Craig Harris. That's the title. A dozen voices climbed upon the stage, set their stands and checked their mics. Vocals to the right, a poet on the left. between which sat a baritone and tenor, as drums aligned near one guitar, with double bass and keyboards placed around the oval shape of center space granted to trombone trumpet with Billy and his violin. From Alabama to the Bronx he came, from a segregated South to a degrading North, from farmlands of vigilante lynchings to city blocks of bullets badged into the backs of black, brown, beige, up and rising violins attending schools that taught them not to love the act of learning how to read music sheets and poems too, then tricked them into getting drafted. The band up on that stage was set to hit as brass and horns pronounced the theme of breadth and width, of height and depth, of choice and range, directly from the book of Sun Ra's songs, arranged and scored to celebrate both Duke and Nina, Fletcher and Makeba, a samba sounding from Brazil, a teardrop falling from Azania, landing near the spiraling spirits of Malcolm, Max, and Monk, Tubman, Truth, and Train, variations to the history and mystery of sound. Before Billy came to wed that violin, he bore a stint in Vietnam, where impending death was constant. Mortar shells dropping bombs, napalm sprayed with Agent Orange, rifle fire greeting blood, afraid to kill, afraid to die, ducking every shot that's heard, diving into mud entrenched, hiding near the trees below, bullets slicing leaves above, chopping bark from flesh and bones, like them heads rolling from machetes swung, the tunnels he had crawled through, the children and the women who had died, the wanton loss of frontline limbs, the pressure squeezed inside his head, blending with the songs inside, extending from that inner outer space with a Harlem light returning from a southeast hell. Back upon the groveling streets of city dawns, he took up dope and violin. Between each drink, between each gig, he studied hard and found a form to heal those scars that drown inside and nod away like nightmares wide awake. A tunnel rat crawling through a booby trap. Flashlights blinking like the sound of strings, plucked and dug near a minefield, hoping to survive. Even while a bright-lit smile adorned his eyes and stroked them strings like silk, even while the song he played had not grown past the memory of death and dread, still he lingered. Like the band that introduced the melody, like Dee Dee's flagrant keys joining with a tenor's player, a trumpet's blare, a bass pluck sound, a piano's round, a drumstick split, a tom-tom's trip, all of them together setting up a round of solos. Each one took one, laying out and setting up an interchange with horns and strings, a trombone slide, a bowstrings glide with Billy in the center as trombone Craig reached further in and Billy played a blues so full of loving and Craig responds from blue to swing as each one pushes on the other. They both squared off on time and riff as the rest laid back and listened. The room grew hot. All ears intense, front line dwindled to that trombone and a violin, from dirge and or freedom songs, from rag to bop or swing. They played that range, sliding into free jazz flown, as both explored a spirit's muse, the audience fully silent. Then Craig got hot at Billy's bounce and took his horn apart. The slide removed, the bell mouth too, every aspect broken down as Harris Craig, his mouthpiece blew, and bit by bit, the trombone's part, he brought them back together without a single note abandoned. Then Bang returned to pluck each string, taking up the riffing challenge Craig had dropped with bouncing stride. Now picked and plucked by Bang, tapping out on Maple's wood a score of bowless sounds that made his frame of wood and grain sound like he could echo drums. Then Harris put his trombone down, strode up to the nearest wall, and rapped a beat so pulsing clear it was singing back to Billy. The contrasounds of siblings spent from low to high, the pitches varied, but now the band could blend back in with the melody that had birthed it all.
Yeah, that was the voice of Luis Reyes Rivera, who's now an ancestor. Coming up next, Diane Reeves. We're also listening to Billy Bang in the background. That was a piece that Luis Reyes Rivera had performed when he helped me put together the Billy Bang special. He pretty much helped me get the people together for it. It was offered during the spring fun drive last May. Stay tuned. Let me get the program started. Hi, you're listening to Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones, and my guest on the line is...
Diane Reeves.
It's Diane Reeves. Thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This is a long time coming for me. I've been trying to connect with you since, let's see, I think it's been since 2006.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, here we are.
Yay!
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
Come on. Uh-oh. Yeah, sorry. I have a dog that I want to get out of a room because my aunt is coming.
Oh.
And he will start barking.
Yeah, I thought I heard a little somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I was talking to Dee Dee Bridgewater, she has her little powder puff.
Oh, yeah, her dog is cute.
Yours is not cute.
Oh, mine is beautiful.
Okay.
I have a little Papillon. He's fabulous.
Mm.
So what's up?
Well... Let's start from the beginning. I understand you were born in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, born there but raised here in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay. How'd your family wind up in Denver?
My grandmother's father was a founding minister of AME Church here in Denver, and she was born here. And so Denver was always a place where somebody from the family lived.
Ah, well, that's African Methodist Episcopal, for
yes.
Those who may not know.
Uh-huh.
So I suspect you were very active.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't avoid it, huh?
Well, no, I mean, I went to the church, but mm-hmm. That's where I grew up. And yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Would you credit that environment for helping you put your voice together?
I mean, part of it spiritually, of
yeah.
course, but I think the biggest thing is there were a lot of musicians in my family.
Oh, really?
So that part really played a very important role. My grandmother's sisters were, two of them were entertainers, and then my uncle, who is a bassist, who's with the Colorado Symphony for 42 years.
Wow.
And was the first black member of the San Francisco Symphony.
Mm.
So he's also a very fine jazz bassist. Along with playing classical music. So it was just always here. And then I have another cousin, George Duke, who is part of my family. So there's a lot of music in the family.
Stop the rapping.
Well, you just fast-forwarded to my question, your relationship with George Duke. I noticed some of your early recordings, he was either producing them or you were singing with him or...
Yeah, we worked together a great deal. I moved out to Los Angeles in the late 70s. We didn't even start working together on my records until my first record deal with my first signing with Blue Note Records. We started working together like that in 87.
Mm-hmm. You still work with him sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I still do. Getting ready to do a project at the Howard Theater coming up. They just reopened the Howard Theater, and we're getting ready to go there and do some really wonderful things.
Now, where's the Howard Theater?
Yeah, at Howard University.
Okay.
How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you, I'll tell you true. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving. I'll love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I'll love you till the clover has lost its perfume. I'll love you till the poets run out of rhyme, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. Like April love you till the poets run out of rhyme, until the 12 of never, and that's a long, long time. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart like April snow. Hold me close,
WBAI, New York.
My soul, I wanted to sing, I wanted to sing, I wanted to sing, I wanted to swing every day. I remember Sarah, 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 when she smiled, everybody went, ooh, baby, you sure sound good. Yeah, sing it like it should be sung every day. Thank you.
Billy Childs. Who's Billy Childs?
Billy Childs is a great composer, great pianist, and more than anything, an amazing friend. We've been friends since I moved to Los Angeles in the late 70s, and we still do a lot of projects together. He's done a lot of great arrangements and arranging for me, and we just have made a lot of music together through the years.
Songwriting. What is the difference between the process of your writing songs today versus when you first started performing?
Oh, I never even thought about that. I you know, you just, something comes to you and you try to work it out to the best of your ability to make it be the thing that you want to talk about. And sometimes the music comes first, sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes the lyrics come over a long period of time. You know, you just have an idea of what you want to do, and, you know, it just doesn't come all the time. But you try to, the best thing is to try to write something every day. Keep the flow going.
Smile through faces of people I don't know. I hear them in the music on my radio. Wisdom of the winds, faces in the clouds, rhythm of the rains, oh, mountains standing proud. They prepare me for a special place. Tell me I've no time to waste. Challenge me to face my life's request. Encourage me to do my best. Everywhere I go and everything I see, flying in the air, speaking truth through me. I am a curious spirit child who fell to earth through a crack of lightning, but God, so kind and merciful, sent all souls to guide me on. Yeah. The pearl, and in my darkest
I noticed on your most recent recording, actually, that's probably my favorite cut on the release, the last cut that you had written.
Oh, for my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song right here is a very special song to me. You see, the words of this song, I can't really take full credit for having written, because it's words that I've heard my mama say every day of her life. This is her creed, and this is her song. And now I get to spread the good news and sing it to the world. Mm-hmm. In the sweet light of the morning, when the sun begins to rise, I was awakened by some singing. The birds just flying by. Now they were telling one another, today will be a good day.
Yeah, she said something to me one day that just triggered everything, and I just wrote the tune on. I was on my way to L.A. to record, and I got off the flight. I had the song.
Mm.
Sometimes they come like that.
The first time I heard you, the first song I heard, I guess, was Afro Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had been doing a lot of African dance and Afro-Cuban dance and things of that nature. And when I heard you, as a matter of fact, it was on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start adding that ingredient, the sort of African flavor, into your...
Well, let's see. When I did that record, I had that was probably about my third or fourth record.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always been a part of everything that I do, from
mm-hmm.
record number one. I even long before I started doing my own records, you know, I was involved in all of these different groups. I used to sing with this group called Caldera, and Caldera, it was a group from all over South America,
mm.
really wonderful musicians who were doing traditional music.
Okay.
And so I recorded traditional music and given the music a beautiful jazz sensibility, you know, and it was really amazing.
You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sort of don't want to interrupt this, because how often do you get to hear Caldera on WBAI or anywhere else for that matter? This is a Larry Dunn produced recording. What is it called? Sky Islands. The title is Ancient Source. Larry Dunn, who is formerly with Earth, Wind, and Fire, for those who don't know. It was released on Verve in 1992, and that's Diane Reeves on lead vocals. Before that, we heard Today Will Be a Good Day. That's from... Oh, goodness. Yeah. Gosh, I should have that right with me right now, but I don't. I'll come back to that. Before that, we heard How Long? It was produced by George Duke. Words and music by George Duke, Diane Reeves, and Diane Louie. Here's Diane again. From Never Too Far, EMI Records, 1989. Diane Reeves on lead vocals, George Duke on synclavier. Also additional background vocals. Bill Summers on percussion, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Zach Dioff on vocal chants. Before that, we heard Old Souls, lyrics by Diane Reeves, music by Eddie Delabadio and Diane Reeves. As a matter of fact, let me do this. Because... Yeah, I'm going to go into some Mary Lou Williams while I try to be quick about this. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. Zach Jeff, Vocal Chance on How Long. That song is just so wrenching. Gut-wrenching. That's why I had to. I'm glad the opportunity presented itself to follow up with Today Will Be a Good Day. Before that, we heard Old Souls, lyrics by Diane Reeves, music by Eddie Del Barrio. Oh, that's what I said. Okay. That was from Art and Survival. Eddie Del Barrio and Diane Reeves co-created that music on Old Souls. Art and Survival, EMI Records, 1994, Diane Reeves on vocals, Tara Kiki, the spirit voice, Eddie Del Barrio on synthesizers, John Beasley on piano, Jimmy Johnson, electric bass, Joey Hedira on drums, and Munyungo Jackson, Alex Ucunha, and Luis Conte on percussion. Before that, we heard I Remember Sarah, Diane Reeves. It's Not About the Melody is the name of that recording. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, I'm using other copy. Why don't I get the right thing here? The Calling is actually where that came from. It's a tribute to Sarah Vaughan. Careful. Okay. Yeah, The Calling, celebrating Sarah Vaughan. That was another George Duke production. We have here Mulgrew Miller on piano, Billy Childs on piano. Oh, but wait. No, Billy Childs is on that piano. Yes, Billy Childs is on piano, not Mulgrew Miller. Reginald Veal on bass. Greg Hutchinson on drums. Romero La Bomba on guitar on some cuts, I guess. Munyungo Jackson on percussion. Steve Wilson, soprano, alto sax. Russell Malone on acoustic guitar in some areas. Clark Terry on trumpet on some places, which is whom she started with. Let's see what we got here. Let me hurry up. Before that, we heard The 12th of Never. That's from That Day, a 1997 Blue Notes Records release. Now, that's Diane Reeves on vocals, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Terry Lynn Carrington, Grammy-winning Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Bob Hurst on bass, Kevin Eubanks on acoustic guitar, Munyungo Jackson on percussion, Bob Shepard, tenor, soprano, sax, flute, on others, Oscar Brashear on trumpet, flugelhorn. Before that, A Place I Call Home. Yeah, that was, let's see, where is that from? Is Love Enough? Yeah, that's a 1997 Warner Brothers release, George Duke recording. Let's see, before that we heard You and Me, it's George Duke, with Diane Reeves, pitching in on lead vocals. Let's see what we have there. That is You and Me. Oh, George Duke on percussion, it says. Diane Reeves on vocals. And then there's the string section. Sorry, I don't want to. I hate to slight the string section, but that was released on Epic Records in 1977. Before that, we heard You Afro Blue. Yes, Diane Reeves, I Remember. That's a 1991 Capitol Records release. Diane Reeves on vocals. Justo El Mario on saxophone. Charles Mims on piano. Chris Severin on bass. Billy Kelson on drums. And Bill Summers and Luis Conte on percussion. Let's go back to Diane Reeves, Miss Diane Reeves. And more sugar in my bowl. Stay tuned. Oh, and a continued discussion on the group Caldera. Stay tuned.
So I worked with these musicians. They were from Brazil, Peru, Chile, Argentina. They were from everywhere. And there was this African backdrop in the music because of the rhythms. And so that was like the beginning for me, and that was like 1977.
Ifa.
Ifa.
How did you...
When I worked with Harry Belafonte, the percussionist in the band was very much involved in the Yoruba religion. Mm-hmm. And I would see him do things and certain things. It was very, you know, the time I was in that phase in my life where I was seeking, curious, and wanting to know things. And I had just moved to New York and just wanted to explore this African journey that I was on because it kept coming up in my music. And he turned me on, went to different Bembes and turned me on to the music. And we talked a great deal about the religion, and I got initiated while I was in New York. You know, it was just very much into the beauty and the philosophy of the music. It really helped me to navigate a lot of things in my life. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to this day, I don't practice, but I still believe and read. The philosophy of the religion really has, you know, always been something that I've relied on to get through things. And so once I, you know, was involved, it's always just been a part of my life.
Well, I have to say, every time I hear you sing, it's very moving. I mean, you can feel every song that you're singing. And I guess as a stylist, that's your intent.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I think everybody has the way that they approach the music. And, I always look at your voice as something quite different than your instrument. And, your voice is your spirit and your instrument is the thing that conveys the messages. And so, I'm always seeking for peace and truth and enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And, I just pray that that kind of thing, I'm someone who, in the most hopeless of times, I still believe in hope. So mm-hmm. I try to always project that in a song or in the things that I sing about, because I know words are really powerful.
Outside of my window, say, can you come out and play? Anna brought a bag of her mama's cooking spoons, so we could dig a hole and try to reach China and get there by early noon. Nations soared on golden wings across a sky filled with dreams. Any child could wear a paper crown and be a king or a queen. At night. Coming home with sniffles and clothes hanging off me with leaves in my hair. Everybody's child belonged to the neighborhood, so you could tell your troubles to old Aunt Savannah, 'cause she always understood.